And finally this week, Hannah's been punching into our question of the week.
This week, we consider conscious control. Tom O'Hurley got in touch with this.
I heard a boxer say, "I knew it was time to retire when, in a fight, I saw my opening and knocked the guy out. Up until then, I had never seen the opening until my fist was coming out. What implication does this have for free will? It was his intention to knock him out, but he did it as a trained reflex before he was aware."
First up, what is free will and how is it involved in trained movement? Dr. Tristan Birkenstein at Cambridge University has this to say.
Free will is the idea that you can decide something feeling that you have the ownership of that decision. When you, for example, learning to ride a bike, or when you're learning to punch someone, when you're training to be a serious boxer. Those decisions, initially, you have to think about them. They slowly become automatic. So in a way, you're losing the free will while these things become automatic. To take a decision and reflect on that decision to be sure that you're going to do it and then do it, it takes forever in terms of cognitive processing. It takes 300 or 400, 500 milliseconds. With training, the movements become so automatic that you forgot that you were taking the decision to move. In fact, you're not taking the decision to move consciously anymore. And if you're not taking a decision consciously, therefore, you're not doing it in a free will manner.
So as we learn new movements, we exert free will to control our bodies. But with training, this movement becomes automatic and conscious control is lost. Movement is controlled in motor regions and circuits in the brain. But what happens here as we age? Prof Patrick Haggard from University College London explains.
So I think what happens to the boxer as they become older is that the circuits that allow them to land the punch don't operate quite as fast as they originally did. They begin to slow down, just like a lot of our brain function slows down. And after a while, they're operating sufficiently slowly that the boxer's conscious experience can actually keep up with them. So he's aware of what he's doing. So his action control has slowed down over time to the same kind of rather slow speed that conscious cognition operates at. And at that point, it's too slow to beat his opponent, and he ought to stop.
And is this type of phenomena found elsewhere other than during, say, riding my bicycle or sports training like boxing? Over to Dr. Gabriel Kreiman at Harvard Medical School.
This phenomenon is also apparent in trained musicians playing complex pieces. In many of these situations, consciousness seems to interfere with complex action patterns. What consciousness and free will bias is flexibility, perhaps at the expense of slower reaction times. Reflexes are faster, but they lack adaptability. As the question suggests, extensive training can transfer conscious actions into non-conscious reactions. Crick and Koch refer to these non-conscious reactions as zombie modes. Both systems, non-conscious reactions and conscious actions, are important and have probably conveyed evolutionary advantages.
Thanks, Tristan, Patrick and Gabriel. We next train our brains to puzzle over this question.
Hello, Dr. Hannah. This is Ahmed, coming in from the New York, New Jersey area. And I have a question about a person's exposure to the elements in outer space. Say if an astronaut were to release their helmet while they're outside on their spacewalks, would that astronaut first freeze due to the lack of heat or explode due to the lack of air pressure? Thank you.
So, freezing or fragmentation in space? Which comes first? Let us know your thoughts.
Hannah Critchlow, and if you'd like to get in touch with an answer to help us out, then do so by writing to chris@thenakedscientists.com, or you can tweet at Naked Scientists, or also put your thoughts on our Facebook page, facebook.com/thenakedscientists. That's it for this week. Thank you to our guests, Kelly Berrabay, Jonathan Campbell, Catherine Fletcher and Peter Cole. Thanks to Kate Lamble for joining me. The production was by Hannah Critchlow, and next week we're reaching for the stars because Dominic Ford is going to the seaside, in Scotland actually, for the National Astronomy meeting, which is taking place in St Andrews. He'll be reporting on the latest stargazing findings. The Naked Scientists comes to you from Cambridge University. It's supported by the Wellcome Trust and the EPSRC. I'm Chris Smith, and thank you very much for listening. Goodbye.